June. Birds chirping. Insects buzzing. The start of summer. Children playing. Summer brides having their wedding. The mowing of the lawns. Now, what have we forgotten?
Yes,
I'll tell you what you've forgotten. You've forgotten the Pride 48 June event.
Don't forget it.
2019.
Your favorite June.
June 21st, 22nd, and 23rd.
From home live streaming.
Listen live.
Stream your podcast.
Join in the chat room.
Go to pride48.com for more information.
Today is Monday, May the 8th, 2019, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the show. I'm trying this recording on my phone, and so I know I'm going to be accused of, I don't know, having not as good of a recording. Actually, none of you have ever accused me of anything or written me and said, "Oh my God, Adam, your audio is so bad." But I'm always complaining about time. But I've had so little time for the past, I don't know, 3 weeks or something like that, that I just have not had time to sit down in the studio other than Survivors Ready, which, you know, I have co-hosts for that. So I have blocked out a certain amount of time on Sunday nights to record Survivors Ready. And, you know, that's when I'm able to do that show. I guess I really need to carve out time to do Geeky Gay. And, you know, make sure that I save that time and don't do anything else. Right now, I just kind of get into the studio whenever I can. And apparently, you know, when I'm busy, it's hard to make that time. Work has been a nightmare. So at work, the product that I'm working on, so I moved from being a QA person for test automation to I work to design and develop a new tool or a new software program that helps with automating mobile devices. It provides mobile devices or real mobile devices for teams that are doing test automation for mobile devices. It also has a browser aspect if you're doing browser testing. Anyway, I won't get too far into the weeds, but while I was working on this a couple of years ago, I moved to a new team. And then, on top of that, most of my team that was working on my product that had kind of been built up stayed on the other team. So this whole time, it's been a joint effort between myself, and I'm on one team, and this other team. Well, the management on the other team decided that this product was not directly benefiting anybody in their specific area. And so the VP of that area didn't want to pay for it anymore. The product is great and it's coming along nicely and we have, you know, we're onboarding customers and, you know, all of that kind of stuff. But the product is supposed to be an enterprise-wide solution and the teams that are under the management that most of my team is on are not in a place where they need this particular tool. So my boss, you know, wanted the product, so he was fine moving the product and keeping me working on it. The problem was the manager of the other team does not want to give up any of his good resources or any of his good developer people who've been working on the product. And we've gone back and forth and back and forth and, you know, he'll say, okay, you can take this person, I'll take this other person. And then a week later, he'll change his mind. And then we'll sit down and have a talk. And then, you know, and it just goes back and forth. And so it's been a nightmare for the past month trying to do planning for the second quarter and, you know, not knowing what resources I'm going to have and, you know, all of that stuff. So work has been a nightmare. And I've been having to do a lot of work at home. And then I think I mentioned in one of the previous episodes, there are a lot of Pride 48 changes going on. I created a brand new website, and, you know, I'm still working to get all the users migrated correctly and, you know, new pages added, because it still doesn't have all of the functionality of the old Pride48.com. And there's a lot of new functionality I would love to build in if I had time to do that. And then, other than that, you know, there's just all kinds of stuff going on. I don't know, just lots of busy stuff going on. My parents had to stay with us for a week a couple of weeks ago, so we were preparing for that and making sure we had, you know, spruced up the guest bedroom a little bit so they could stay with us. And we had to keep their dog for like a week and a half while they were on vacation. And there's just been so much going on that it's been super busy. And I really want to record an episode. Actually, interestingly enough, I have more listeners on Geeky Gay than on any of the other shows that I'm a part of. And so, yeah, I really should devote more time to Geeky Gay, but it's because it's a solo show and it's hard for me to get myself in the studio and actually, you know, record the solo show, and I don't have a scheduled time like I mentioned. It sometimes falls to the wayside, as we say. Anyway, so there's my 5 minutes of excuses for everyone. This is why I haven't been recording for the past 2 weeks. But, and I apologize for the audio. I just had a conversation with Kathy Bacon the other day about audio quality of someone else's show. And she said, you know, Adam, maybe you can help so-and-so because I really love their show, but I want them to do a little bit for their audio. And I was flattered because I was like, oh, you know, you must think I have good audio. If everyone knows I'm... Even if it's not always perfect, I'm obsessed with having as good of audio quality as I possibly can. So it always pains me to make these recordings on, you know, my cell phone or on a Zoom when the car's running and you hear it's raining outside, so you hear windshield wipers and my AC is on because it's a little bit warm and you hear the blower, and I drive a sports car, so you're hearing, you know, Faye probably likes that though, Faye Driver. Hearing the rumble of my engine, it probably gets him going. But anyway, I was very flattered because Kathy thought of me when she, you know, thought someone needed a little bit of help with their audio. And so here I am recording on a cell phone because I decided last minute and I didn't bring my Zoom recorder in the car. And I thought, you know, I don't know when I'm going to have time this week because work is just kicking my ass. And so I thought, I'm just going to try this on my cell phone, see how horrible it sounds. We'll see. So what's been going on in my life? Well, like I said, my parents stayed with us. That went surprisingly well. It was mostly my stepfather who, I don't know, I'm probably reading way too much into this, but my mom has always been like really involved in going to my brother's house. And my brother lives like 4 hours away. And she's always like taken multiple trips a year, you know, to go down there, stay with him, see the grandkids, do all that kind of stuff. And mom hardly ever comes over to my house, like, unless I specifically invite her. And I live 5 minutes from them. So I get my feelings hurt because, you know, I feel like she avoids my house. My stepdad, on the other hand, anytime they come over, he's kind of the one that seems to instigate that or you know, make the plans to come over. And so they needed a place to stay because they were redoing their hardwood floors and the floors needed to cure or whatever. I don't know. They needed to dry and they needed to open windows and have airflow through the house and all that kind of stuff. And so they couldn't really stay there. And my mom, they got back from their trip and part of the flooring was done while they were on their trip and we were keeping their dog and everything. And then they stayed with us that first night. And my mom conveniently had to be somewhere else starting the next day for the next week or whatever. So Steve, because he still works, my mom is retired. He stayed at our house and he couldn't go with her. over to my family has, it's not fancy or anything, but my mom's side of the family, the brothers and sisters, got ownership of a house in a town that's on, it's on a river and kind of a nature-y area of Arkansas, called the Buffalo River. And the family shares that house. So for holidays like Memorial Day, Labor Day, 4th of July, stuff like that, a lot of the family will get together at that house. And there was some work being done at the house, and my mom felt like she needed to be there for it. So, but it's a couple of hours away from where I live, and Steve needed to be at work, so he stayed with us. But that, you know, that pretty much went without anything. We bought new comforter, we bought new sheets, we bought mattress pad for the guest bed, we bought a new headboard because the guest bed didn't have a headboard. And funny story, originally the guest bed, before I told my parents that Mark was my boyfriend, the guest bed was Mark's bed. And I'm doing air quotes right now, but the guest bed was Mark's bed. And we did all that. And then while we were doing that, we also decided it was time to upgrade our bed a little bit as far as sheets and comforter and stuff like that, because the comforter and sheets that were on my bed at this point are probably over 10 years old. And so we bought a new comforter set. We bought new sheets from Brooklinen because, I don't know, all the podcasts I listen to talk about Brooklinen sheets. And actually, they have been really soft. I've been happy with them. And then I posted a picture on Twitter, but I bought these headboard panels that turned out really nice. They turned out really nice. So we had done that, and, you know, that was all ready. And then Mark's been helping me with the website, with Pride 48 website. So I've been teaching him how to use the various tools that, you know, I use for the website, and he's been working on that. And we've been planning our Alaska cruise. So I think I mentioned already, but we're taking a cruise to Alaska at the end of June. And now we are trying to plan the excursions. And so, and actually we've only planned, Mark did a bunch of research and wrote down pricing and hours and descriptions and like which stop it was for all these different excursions. And then my job is to go back and narrow those down. And so I've only been able to narrow down one day so far. So we've purchased our excursions for day one, and we've still got day two, day three, and day four to purchase before, you know, before we're done purchase, you know, and then we'll be finished hopefully spending money. At least I hope so. Until, you know, just incidental costs once we start traveling. But we've got our plane ticket. We've got our, now I don't even remember. I think we've got our hotel for Vancouver. We've got day one of excursion. We've purchased the drink package and all the kind of stuff that we need for on the ship. So, you know, but it, I guess it does help to kind of pay all that stuff in advance, because then a lot of times when you travel, you feel like you're paying this huge expense when you travel. But with cruising, you know, because you have to have paid for it by, you know, by the time you get there, you've already fully paid. It doesn't hurt as bad during the trip, because you don't come home and like have thousands of dollars off of your bank account. You slowly trickle the money out to the cruise line before you actually go on the trip. So that's cool. Other than that, it's just been, all the busy stuff has been really boring, like really boring busy stuff. Like I renewed the PO box for Pride 48, which was a disaster, because they sent us, they sent me an email saying, you know, it's time to renew your PO box. You can log on to the USPS website. You can enter this information and you renew it online. So I tried that multiple times, because it's hard for me to get to the post office when it's actually open. And so I tried that several times, but it never could find my PO box, the Pride 48 PO box. And so I thought, okay, I guess I'm going to have to go to the post office. Well, Mark said, because I told him, you know, I have trouble getting there during open hours, because I think the post office closes at some ridiculously early hour, like 4:30 or 4 or something like that. And so I said, you know, I have trouble getting there while they're still open because I've got work, and work has been so hectic recently that, like, you know, I just can't get away. I'm battling with the manager over developers, and I'm, you know, all this kind of stuff is going on, and I'm just super busy. And so he said, well, don't they have a machine at the post office, like a computer, where when they're closed, you can buy stamps and stuff like that? He said, maybe that will allow you to renew the P.O. box. So one afternoon, I thought, okay, after work, I thought, okay, I'm going to just drop by the post office on the way home. I know they're already going to be closed, but the main area will still be open, and that machine will be running. I mean, it normally is. So, and I'll check and see if you can do it. So I went in and I checked, and sure enough, the machine will let you renew the P.O. box. So I did the search for the P.O. box, and it ends up, it's basically the same search form and everything that it is on the website. So I entered everything in, and it couldn't find my P.O. box. I'm literally standing 10 feet away from my P.O. box at this point, because I'm in the post office where my P.O. box exists, but the machine cannot find the stupid P.O. box. So I try several different times, and then I think, what if the email they sent me had incorrect information? Like, you know, I mean, what if I know the P.O. box number is right, but what if it had something else that I was entering incorrect? So they had sent me in the mail, they had sent me a hard copy of this, basically the same thing that was emailed. So luckily I had that with me. So I pulled that out, and I noticed that the zip code that they used for my P.O. box on the paper was different than the P.O. box that they gave me in the email. So they had emailed me information with the wrong zip code. And all this time I'm trying to find my stupid P.O. box, and it had the wrong zip code on it. So I entered in the correct zip code, and sure enough, it found my P.O. box, and I was able to... I know that's a riveting story, but nothing exciting has happened over the past 3 weeks, or at least I can't remember anything exciting. So I'm telling you guys about the P.O. box because I want to release an episode. Anyway, so I was finally able to renew the P.O. box, and it was only like 2 days before it was going to expire, and I needed to renew it so that I had a P.O. box. I also had to pay some franchise fee or something for having Pride 48 as an LLC in Arkansas. There's some report and fee that you have to pay every year. So I had to do that. And also, I did, you know, I had already done my taxes, but those were a treat to do because I had to remember, because now Pride 48 is an LLC, but it's a sole member LLC under myself, it gets reported on my taxes. And so everything we spent, or, you know, I spent for the event last year, and any equipment and the hotel and all of that kind of stuff, and then the money that came in when everyone registered for the event, any donation type stuff that we use for, you know, raffle tickets and all that kind of stuff, any t-shirt purchases or anything like that that came into Pride 48, I had to report on my taxes. And then I had to go through and, you know, mark down all of my expenses. And I hadn't done a really good job of keeping track of all my expenses. So when I did my taxes, I had to spend all this time, like, filtering through my credit card reports and saying, oh, this was a Pride 48 expense, this was not a Pride 48 expense, you know, all that kind of stuff. So that was a nightmare. But TurboTax, because that's who I've used ever since I started doing my own taxes, I've used TurboTax. And now I paid for the small business because I have the LLC. And because I paid for the small business, they gave me some sort of QuickBooks or Quicken Online for small business. So now what I can do is link my credit cards up to that. And as, you know, each month I can go in and mark things as, you know, this was a business expense. This was not a business, you know, this was personal. And I can mark them as I go. I can even like scan in receipts and keep the receipt attached to the actual charge so that, you know, when, and apparently we'll see when I do my taxes next year, but apparently all of that can be imported back into TurboTax and then you don't have to manually enter it in for, you know, when you're doing your taxes. So I'm going to try that for all the Pride 48 Expo expenditures and see, you know, see if that makes it better next year. All right, well, I know this episode has been super mundane, but I'm channeling Big Fatty. Sorry, Big Fatty, we love your show. I didn't do a coupon report, though, or, you know, anything like that. But anyway, so, but I'm going to end it here because I don't have any other fascinating stories to tell about renewing a P.O. box or doing my taxes. But anyway, so for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com and you can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can also find my other show that's recording at the moment, Survivors Ready, at survivorsreadypodcast.com. And during the Big Brother season, you can find me on my Big Brother show with Fatty called But First at butfirstpodcast.com. And you can find many, many more LGBT and LGBT-friendly podcasts over at pride48.com. And I will see you guys ASAP. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find more shows over at pride48.com.